Well, let's go to Hong Kong. We've obviously spoken with Hats Aiken at the top of the show relevant to Nashua Willow, but Michael Maxworthy is there covering the racing because it is a monster Sunday. Maxie, when you arrived a couple of days ago, you wouldn't have believed what was going to happen.
No, there's a big media contingent here, Andrew, from all over the world, and we were down in the lobby getting ready to head to Happy Valley, and then across social media came the statement put out by the chief stipe here in Hong Kong, Kim Kelly, and we were all shocked about it. And I guess you've outlined it all with Hats a little earlier. I guess the debate will be, you know, does the 15-month disqualification, you know, warrant such a hefty fine? We're all in shock, but we've just got to move on. And apparently the recipient out of this is Sam Clippard, and Sam's going to pick up the mount on one of the big favourites on Sunday, Mr. Stunning, in the sprint.
Yeah, that's the positive for Sam. We'll wait and see. The suggestions are, and I won't go any further, but just for listeners that may not have heard Hats earlier, the suggestion is that Nash was either, I'll quote, either arrested or detained at the Hong Kong airport last night. ICAC have got 48 hours to hold a person if they wish, and they don't have to tell anybody until that end of 48 hours. So we're just going to have to wait and see what is announced from either the Jockey Club or ICAC in Hong Kong. But let's talk about the racing. I mean, you mentioned this outside December, this is their biggest race day.
Yeah, and it's going to take a couple of years before it gets close to December because it's all about timing and racing, as you know, Andrew. And the situation in Australia, basically, we can't have any Australian horses, Australian-based horses, race here because of the excessive quarantine regulations on the Aussie horses returning from Hong Kong. And, of course, in the north, we've got big races coming up in France, England and Ireland, and Royal Ascot just around the corner. But still, we've got some nice Japanese horses here, and Godolphin are also here with a couple of nice horses as well. But I know that you've spoken about Zach Perth. There's going to be a tremendous amount of Aussie interest. Zach with a 5-timer last night, hot on the heels of him riding 800 winners since he's been here last week, and that's just an extraordinary feat. And John Size, the king of the sprinters here in Hong Kong, he's got 5 horses lining up in the Chairman's Sprint Prize on Sunday. So still a lot of Aussie interest coming out of this Champions Day fixture.
And tell us a little bit about Mr. Stunning. I know that you only got there yesterday morning or lunchtime, but what are you hearing about Sam Clipperton now and the opportunity that he's going to get on Mr. Stunning?
Yeah, well, he's also, Sam's had a bit of an association with John Size. He rides Western Express. He's got a great chance in the mile here, the Champions Mile. So I guess there wasn't a lot to choose from at this 11th hour, but I'm sure Sam is going to do a terrific job. He's cool, calm and collected, as we know. This horse is currently the highest rated sprinter with a 120 international rating, and we saw him win in December the major sprint. But he's got a bit of competition. He's got a stablemate here called Beat the Clock, and I think if Beat the Clock draws an alley, he's going to be very hard to beat. Marrera's riding Beat the Clock. He chose him over a horse called I Victory. I Victory's a Mossman coming through the ranks fairly quickly, so Zach Perton's picked up the mount on him. For me, that sprint race on Sunday is the most interesting of the 3 international group ones.
Looking forward to it. Maxie, we might get you back tomorrow, mate. Obviously, the line dropping out a couple of times has taken us an extra minute or so, but we might try it back because the barriers come out today.
Yeah, a couple of hours away, and not so important. There's not a maximum field lining up in the Cup at the 2000, and the mile, they've got a lovely run down the backstretch, but it's so important that the horses draw well in the sprint. So yeah, it'll come out a little later. It'll be right across social media. It'll be here doing interviews, which will be across Sky Thoroughbred Central later today, tomorrow, and right across the weekend.
Maxie, we'll try tomorrow, mate. I'll be in contact. Have a good day over there.
Okay, see you then, Andrew. Bye-bye.